Thank you for calling in. This is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. Your name is John?
Yes, this is Joe Bolson.
Hi, John. Can you help me understand how your company works?
Can I have your name, please, so I can...
Sure. My name is Suzanne.
What was your name? I'm sorry?
Smith. S-M-Y-T-H.
All right. Okay. How can I help you with today?
So I'm just trying to understand what you guys do. So my son is asking for money, and I'm just trying to find out what exactly you do. He explained to me that you developed the web page for him,
mm-hmm.
and then you also help him buy product, or are you just the web page setup?
Can I have the name of the person who signed up with us? Can you... let me know the name of your son, please, so I can pull up his account and check on it.
Well, he hasn't really set anything up yet. He's just asking some questions for me, so I have questions for you.
Oh, okay. All right. And he might be talking to someone. Can I have the name for who he was talking to? Because I might not...
I think
be...
he said his name was Eddie.
Eddie Martin.
I don't know the last name. Eddie Martin.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So what are your questions? So please, so I can go ahead and help you.
Okay. So what he explained to me is that you set up a web page for him.
Mm-hmm.
For the business.
Well, yeah, we are a website design agency that we go ahead and create the websites. Then we go ahead and, you know, create all the websites and set up live for our clients so they can go ahead and do their business.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you help them with their business too? Because you said something about like you guys would help buy product or something for him.
Yeah, of course. We go ahead and, you know, set the website up. But if they don't have the product, we go ahead and connect a third party who provides them the product. All right. And then they go ahead and sell it on a good margin. And then they go ahead and take the revenue out of that. Like if the product is not sold for...
You always use the same people that you buy the product from, or is it different depending on what they're buying?
Some of the clients have their own products. We just go ahead and set them up on the website. But some of the customers don't have their products, so we go ahead and help them out by getting it to a third party. Like if the third party is selling it out for almost like $2 or almost like $3, all right, on a wholesale rate, then we go ahead and set them up on the website for almost 20 or 10, however the client wants it to be.
Okay. All right. Now, do you guarantee any, like, profit?
We do take the responsibility that, yes, we will be providing, because we will be working back and forth with the client, of course, all right, and, of course, if we're doing the hard work and everybody is doing the work on time like the right way it needs to be, then, of course, yes, it will give out the result within, like, first month, as you know, that, you know, business, it's business, all right? First month, it takes a little time to go ahead and take it out. But in the second month or third month, yes, you get the results out.
And what are the typical results?
Well, the typical results, it depends on the niche of the business, like what business they might be going for, if it's a business of store clothes.
But he's doing electronics.
What was that?
He's doing electronics.
Electronics? Well, electronics is the most, you can say, the most successful business ever, because it's electronics, and electronics are never going to end, all right? And there's always a need of electronics at home or wherever they are. They always need electronics, so it will never end. If we're going to go and sell anything cheaper than our competitors, then, of course, he will, or the client will always be in a win-win situation.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me think. Why – help me understand what he's getting. Like, he needs $5,000 to set up this website. What is he getting for that?
Okay. I suppose that if he's getting it for technology, then he might be needing the content, the payment merchants, where the payments will be dropped out if they're being, you know, put up on the website. And he might be needing the, you know, the third-party plugin, of course. That is also an API that needs to be connected. API is a bridge in between the website, because why do we need the payment merchants? We need them because we cannot connect banks directly over to the website, because that is not something that bank allows. It always needs a third-party API to be connected, like PayPal, Stripe, Square, whatever the client want to use. We go ahead and always go for the suggestions. And, of course, the marketing and all that needs to be there as well. All right, so we go ahead and go by that.
Oh, provide marketing too?
Yes. So how, because if we're not going to go ahead and do the marketing on the website, how will people know about the website?
Right.
Yes.
Like, what kind of marketing do you do? Like,
well, we do social media. Well, we do social media marketing. We do Google affiliate marketing. Like, you know, when people go ahead and search you up through keywords and all, that's how we go ahead and do it.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much for – oh, one more question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any additional costs for after the website is set up? Like, is there a monthly maintenance fee or
– No. Well, of course not. Well, that is something that – if you can let me know the name of the client that we're dealing with, so I can surely go ahead and guide you the right way. If you can give me a name.
His name is Sean Roy, R-O-Y.
Sean
is S-H-A-W-N.
Sean Roy. All right.
R-O-Y. I don't know if he's got anything set up yet, so.
Okay. Well, that is something. Well, if that's the thing, then, of course, I don't think that anything else will be required. Well, it depends on what the customer comes with the requirements after the website goes live, because whatever will be committed, it will be on a documented format, of course, on written email. So everything is good for you to go ahead, just to go ahead and create the safety net for you guys and us for as well. All right, to go ahead and make sure whatever has been written in the email is being delivered to you on time.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Now, I have one more question I just thought of. He said that he couldn't mail in a check, that it had to go through PayPal.
What was that? Can you please repeat?
Do you know why it wouldn't go through bank? Like, he said he has to pay through PayPal. Why can't he do a transfer through the bank or something?
Well, we take all sorts of payment. If that's the problem, then I can surely go ahead and, you know, take care of that for you.
So you can take a check and everything?
No. We don't take check. I'm sorry about that. We don't take electronic checks. We take cards. We can send you a link as well, through PayPal as well. We can go ahead and go buy a card, Visa, Master, whatever the card is, all right, online, and then we can go buy that.
So can you do a debit card?
Of course, yes, we can.
Oh, you can do a debit card.
Yes, of course. Well, Visa, debit, credit, whatever the card is.
All right. So just not check?
No, not a check.
Okay. All right. What about wire transfer? Can I wire transfer the money over?
Well, of course you can. Go ahead and do that.
All right. Okay.
But, yeah. Yes,
wonderful. Well, thank you for all your information.
No problem. All right. Well, the easiest way to go ahead and make the payment now, because I do not want, you know, the hassles of doing it, the ACH and everything about it, is to a debit or a credit card. So it goes to.
Yeah, no, I don't. Did you find his account?
Well, I have not. Sean, right? You said S-H-A-W-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Roy, R-O-Y.
Sean Roy. Okay. If you can just give me like 1 minute, all right, so I can, you know, get the confirmation from Eddie as well. Can you stay with the line for me for 1 minute, please?
Sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Just give me like 1 minute.
No problem.
Hey there, I apologize. I've been long before. Are we still connected?
No problem.
Hey. Well, I was not able to go ahead and find any name, but it's Sean. Does he have an email address that you can...
I have no idea what his email address is.
Oh.
Not but okay. I can have him call back.
Well, if you can I have your phone number right down with me so I can give you a call back? Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Not a problem. And yes, I'm ready for your phone
ready?
Number.
Ready?
Yes.
It's 740
817
1595.
1595, you said?
Correct.
Okay, and can I have your name as well, please?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. All right, Suzanne. Well, and you said the name is Sean Roy, right?
Correct. R-O-Y.
And he was in contact with Eddie Martin, you said?
I think that's what he said. I just remember the name Eddie. I don't know if you have more than one Eddie.
Well, we do have, so yeah, I just wanted to confirm if it was Eddie Martin or...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and does he have a phone number that I can confirm, like, so I can pull it up from his phone number if you
I don't feel comfortable giving you his phone number.
Okay. Oh, no, that's okay. I will just confirm it so I can pull up the account if it was created.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Any other questions that you have that you want me to clear it up for you?
No, that's it. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and let me know if you have any kind of questions, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. You got it.